With us this morning, President and CEO Ron Peterson, infection preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, as always, we'll let you start with those latest numbers.
Well, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that, and the numbers are looking good, even across the state. We have a total number of cases of 438,465. Active cases are down to 23,128, and that's down about 900 from last week when we reported. Hospitalizations are at 1,367 across the state due to COVID, and that's down 43 from last week. And ventilators, 343 individuals are on ventilators in hospitals, and that's actually up. And I think that's the, you know, the most lagging indicator, so that's probably why that one's still up. And then deaths are at 6,749 across the state. If you look at just Baxter County, we have a total of 5,282 cases. 287 are currently active cases, and that's down 75 from last week, and so that's great news. And if you look at the six-county area, if you look at Baxter County and the five contiguous counties, so just in Arkansas, but we have 668 active cases, and that's down 122 from last week. And so, again, very good numbers and good news. We've had a total of 144 deaths in Baxter County. And as a system, Baxter Regional Medical Center has tested 30,254. We have 3,120 positives total. 250 of those have occurred in the last week, and I think that number is down from the previous week, so that's good news. We have admitted a total of 823 admissions to the hospital due to COVID. We currently have 21 inpatients, which is incredible, and we're very excited about that. That's a low for probably about 8 weeks, I bet. So we're excited about that. Seven of those are in our ICU. Four of those are on ventilators. We've had a total of 485 employees test positive. 19 of those are currently active cases, and of course, those active cases are at home and in isolation. And if you look at the vaccine numbers, we continue to creep up, which is good. I think the governor was on the radio yesterday and was talking about we need to try to increase those vaccinations at a faster pace, but the state is up to 45.8% total immunized or fully immunized, and that is up about 1% from the previous week. And Baxter County is kind of trending the same way. We're up to 38.3%. which is basically about 1% above the previous week.
Very good. Stephanie, what can you tell us about the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine gaining full FDA approval?
Yeah, on August 23rd, the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine in individuals 16 years of age and older. It is still available for emergency use authorization for individuals 12 to 15 years of age and for a third dose in certain immunocompromised individuals. This approval builds on the extensive data and information previously submitted that supported the EUA, such as preclinical and clinical data and information, as well as details of the manufacturing process, vaccine testing results to ensure vaccine quality, and inspections of the sites where the vaccine is made. And I also want to add that there is talk of booster doses for all individuals 12 years of age and older are anticipated to begin on or around September 20th. The plan is to make it available for individuals 8 months after their second dose. More information will be released about booster doses once the FDA authorization is received. And, of course, we're already making plans to hold some events to get those individuals vaccinated.
Very good. Now, Stephanie, of course, flu season's around the corner. Will the flu vaccine be coming out soon? And should people space out the time between the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine or their COVID booster vaccine?
Flu vaccine distribution usually starts in August, so it should be available soon. And at first, they had said that the COVID-19 vaccine should not be administered for 14 days before or after other vaccines, but now they have changed that guidance. And they have said that COVID-19 vaccines and other vaccines may now be administered without regard to timing. So this includes simultaneous administration of COVID-19 vaccine and other vaccines on the same day or at any time interval.
Okay, good information. Tobias, can you give us that phone number again if someone needs to schedule a COVID vaccine, a test, or infusion?
Absolutely, Brad. We've had a lot of great feedback of what we're calling our COVID-19 resource line. That number is 870-508-7001. And like you said, that'll connect you with scheduling a vaccine appointment and an infusion testing. It'll get you to our COVID hotline. And also now we'll get you to the ability for those that want to donate either monetarily to the hospital or want to provide food or something to the staff working on the front lines. And so those are now all available through that resource line.
Very good. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, we're talking about the numbers going in the right direction, and they really are. They're trending down. And so I know, though, at the same time, the number of activities that are getting us together are really increasing. And so we just really want to remind people to wear a mask, wash our hands, watch our distances, just all the fundamentals that we've talked about. And, of course, now with the FDA approving the vaccine, everybody should really take considerable thought and hopefully go out and get their first vaccination and towards the end of September get that booster.
Very good. Guys, hey, great information again this morning. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.